Ruby, go on, tell us what's going on.
So me, Ella, Georgie and Keenan are heading off to Peru in start of December for the Worlds.
Okay, so for anyone who's listening and has no idea what the Worlds are, explain it to me.
So it's basically every team from, like, basically every country in the world gets to send a team of 12 over to Peru, and then we compete, and everyone competes individually and points get added up at the end, and then the there's winners.
Okay, so you're obviously all extraordinary surfers. You all have year-round tans, right? So you obviously weigh a huge, huge amount. Georgie Hartridge, find yourself here in front of the mic. Slide in there for me. Now, tell me a little bit about what club are you from, first of all, or where do you kind of practice and represent and all the rest of it?
Yeah, so we're all from Chamorro, so we surf with Tiwe, which is the local club here in Chamorro. Tiwe have been very helpful in getting us where we are today. Like, they run competitions for us and they do training with us. Chamorro's not really known for having the best waves in the country, but when there is waves, they make sure that they help us, like, through video analysis and stuff like that.
Video analysis?
Yeah.
This is extraordinarily high tech. Okay. How young were you when you started surfing?
I think I was around, like, 11 or 12 when I first started.
And was that with Tiwe as well?
Yeah. So Tiwe do, like, JST on a Sunday morning. So that's, like, junior surf training. And, like, all of my friends did it back then. So, and my sister did it. So my parents got me into it. And that's kind of how I got into surfing, because, like, it was a really great community and you just make so many friends through it, because, like, back then, like, all of my friends did it with me as well, so mm-hmm. It was really fun.
And when you were going through the selection process to say you're going to go and represent Ireland, how does that, are there qualifying heats? Do your club put you forward? How does it work?
Yeah, so there's 5 scheduled competitions a year. This year, only 4 of them went ahead. So, like, however many there is, you don't count one. So this year there was 4 competitions, so you're a top 3 count. And they're all around the country. And basically what happens is whatever place you come, you get a certain amount of points. And then your points added up, the top 3 from each age group get to represent Ireland.
So you're about to head off to Peru in December, am I right?
Yeah.
Ever been to Peru before?
No, I haven't.
But you have been to some extraordinary locations. And I'm only referencing Ruby Fanning here because every time I see Ruby, she has a deeper tan and a deeper tan and a deeper tan. And I think I get as far as the hot press these days and Ruby's off in all these extraordinary countries. Where have you been to, Georgie?
2 years ago, I represented Ireland in Brazil. For, like, the same competition, so yeah, that was a really cool experience.
Wow. Yeah. And would you go over now, say, without family, without parents?
Funny you say that, because parents were actually not allowed to go when I went to Brazil, so, like, that was kind of like a whole thing, but my parents still went, a good few parents still went. I think all our parents are going to go with us to Peru this year, but, like, we're not meant to, like, be with them or, like,
okay,
talk to them,
because they'll,
like,
distract you.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I understand that. Keelan, you good talker. You're in front of the camera and you're in front of the mic. You've absolutely no choice. Keelan, it's going to cost a considerable amount of money to send ye over to represent Ireland in Peru. Talk to me about that money that needs to be found.
Yeah, so it's 12 grand to send all 4 of us over. It's 3.5 each.
12 grand?
Yeah.
That's a lot of spandulas right there.
Yeah.
Okay, so talk to me about how, have you found X amount of that money so far, or does that have yet to be found? How does it work?
I think we have nearly about half or more than half mm-hmm. of it, but we're coming up to get more money and we're getting sponsors. And
brilliant.
They're giving us money, yeah.
So do you have sponsors at the moment sort of lined up, or have you got year-round sponsors? How does it work, Keelan?
We kind of just, like, people are sponsoring us by giving us money towards mm-hmm. the goal.
Okay,
over,
so yeah. Individuals and businesses and all yeah. the rest of it. Great. And in fairness, look, Tiwe, the wider community tomorrow, they're absolutely brilliant for supporting their own. But particularly when ye are heading off to represent Ireland, I think that's something that's not just Tremore specific. I think this is something to make Waterford as a whole extraordinarily proud. Ella, you're so like the Dooleys, it's unbelievable. Slide the mic over to you there. You're obviously from the well-known Dooley family in Tremor.
Yeah.
Good woman, you couldn't deny it anyway. Ella, tell me a little bit about you. When did you start surfing?
I started surfing when I was 8. I used to do the JST on a Sunday morning, but I didn't really get into the surfing till I was 12 and I started, like, competitions and stuff, but...
So have you been over, like, because I know we were talking to Georgie there and said she was over in Brazil. Have you been away for something like this previously?
I haven't, actually. This is my first time because I've been too young.
Mm-hmm. How old are you now?
I'm 14.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Wow. Okay. So you're going to be heading off along with everyone else here in December off to Peru to represent Ireland. I hate to ask about the nerves, but good Lord, how are the nerves?
I'm pretty nervous. Obviously, like, just the competition in general, like, there's going to be such good surfers there.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm kind of just there to have fun and just, like, see how it goes because it's my first time.
And how long are you going to be over there for?
2 weeks.
2 weeks, sure. Okay. And is it surfing every day for those 2 weeks, or are there different rotas, kind of?
The competition starts on the 5th and it goes on to the 14th.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be there, like, just to, like, kind of just surf and just find out the break a bit.
Yep.
But the competition will be surfing all the time until, like, we get knocked out. And then, obviously, after we'll be surfing as well. Cause
brilliant.
The competition must be going to be, like, incredible, isn't it? Because it is the World Junior Surf Championships.
Yeah.
Anybody in the headlights that you kind of said, geez, they are really going to be good? Aside from yourselves.
There's obviously, like, a lot of good surfers, mm-hmm. but I can't really put a name on someone because I don't know who's exactly going.
Keeping her cards close to her chest, that's what she's doing.
Yeah.
So when you say that you surf individually, does that mean you kind of go up against each other, or do all of your points count for Team Ireland?
All the points, they all add up for Team Ireland, but in the heats, there'll be, like, four of us and we're all compete against each other, and the top two will get to the next round.
And is there anyone else going with you to represent Ireland? Who else is going?
There's three from the north, and then there's, I think, five from the west coast.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, like, Kerry and Clare.
But
and then
four of all of you have come from Tramore.
Yeah.
Lads, you've made us as proud as anything. Ruby, chattiest person in the room, come back to me for a second. Ruby, how do you get your head in order to go out there and say, off we go now, there's going to be cameras, there's going to be mics? Am I also allowed to say, by the way, that there's been television crews following you around the last while?
Yeah,
there have,
so.
Haven't there? Yeah, there have. Great. So they're coming to a TV screen near you. I'll tell you more when I have the official details, but they are.
Great.
Yeah, celebrities in our midst here. How do you get the head in order, Ruby? How do you get the stomach in order, the nerves? How do you manage that?
I think kind of leading up to the event will be like, just working out with our coaches, like, how to deal with it and stuff. So we have loads of people we can talk to. There's people back home. And just having, like, all your teammates around, everyone's in the same boat, so we all kind of, like, know how we feel. So I think that, like, when you're nervous, you just have to go out and say, like, you've made it so far just to get here. So, like, just competing is just a bonus. And just, like, even getting to be competing with people at such a high level, like, that can go on to, like, the world stage at some time. It's just, like, nice.
I love this.
There.
And what I'm hearing from all of you is that it's a really good opportunity to make friends. So if there's anyone listening this morning and you or your child is interested in surfing, who wants to talk to me about the friendships that you make from a really young age up to now? Like, is it life-changing? Georgie, avoiding eye contact with me. That means you're going to answer the question.
I think especially in Tramore, like, everyone gets along so well. And I find that there's, like, so many girls that surf. Like, I feel like it's rare in other places, like, for example, like, there's no one representing, like, the north, say, that's going with us over. Like, I feel like a lot of the girls that do compete come from Tramore. And there was also a social group set up a few years ago called Rip Girls, and it was just, like, encourage girls to get out surfing and girls to surf together. So I do think it's a really strong community and it's very welcoming. So if there are people that do want to surf, like, don't let, like, the community or whatever put you off it, because everyone's really nice.
And it's grand if you're absolutely useless at the beginning, because there's people around you who will help you and support you and make you feel good about it.
Yeah, definitely.
Super. Okay, if we have people listening this morning who have absolutely massive pockets and they're dying to offload their money, where can they go to offload all of this money and send you on your merry way to represent Ireland in Peru? Who wants to give me those details? Apparently it's you, Georgie.
We have a GoFundMe. If you just, like, search up on GoFundMe, like, I think if you search up my name, it comes up. But I don't really know where else you can find it.
They pop down into T-Bay, could they?
There's also, like, buckets around Tramore and places. Like, there's ones down in Molly's and down in T-Bay. And if you don't have cash, there's, like, QR codes on it that you can scan. That will bring you straight to the GoFundMe.
Fantastic. And look, what we'll do is we'll podcast this conversation back. So if anyone missed it, you'll have another opportunity to listen to it. I'll find the GoFundMe and I'll pop it into the link. So just so people can find it, and we'll help you out that way. All right. Any last words? Anyone wants to say hello to this morning while you're here? No. grand. I've just gone on about how much you made friends and you don't want to say hello to anyone now. This is great.
Future world champions.
Do you know what though? All seriousness, we are incredibly proud of you in WLR here and of course the wider county. Massively proud of you. Everyone here is surfing with T-Bay heading off to represent Ireland in the World Junior Surfing Championships in Brazil in December. It's going to cost in the region of 12,000 to 14,000 euro to send our young athletes on their way. So as a county, I think we're definitely going to put our hands in our pockets and help you out. So well done.
You.
Thanks, guys.